Parenting in Two Languages, Hopes and Dreams. As I briefly mentioned last month, one of my core priorities in raising my girl Ellie is to provide her with a good command of English. I went to high school and college in the US, and no words can do justice to the opportunities I had thanks to the English I learned there. As a parent, I have no doubt that English skills will serve Ellie well in the future. Ellie is starting third grade at an international school in Tokyo after a long summer break. In the beginning of every school year, parents fill out a form titled Hopes and Dreams. Thanks to my helpful husband, I get to do it all by myself. Yay! Yes, that's sarcasm. Hopes and Dreams mainly has two sections. Insights into your child's interests, social-emotional development, family relationships, and expectations, hopes, desires for the learning environment, and educational experiences. On this sheet of paper, I write general observations of Ellie and the skill sets or goals I would like her to gain in the long and short term. Since her teacher's first language is English, I fill out the form in English. And it's quite a good exercise, both from a parenting as well as an English writing perspective. When Ellie entered the school in her pre-K year, I filled the sheet with elaborate details. For her kindergarten year, I put my whole soul into it, and if I may be allowed to brag, it was a masterpiece. But from first grade, I just copied and pasted what I wrote the previous year. I wasn't really slacking off, I told myself. It was more that my hopes and dreams for Ellie became more consistent. The four areas I've been highlighting in the recent years are reading, writing, and presentation in English, physical education, computer science, and Japanese. I carefully wrote down why I considered them important. I also emphasized the importance of general safety, mental and physical health, and deportment. Most of all, I wrote that I wanted Ellie to enjoy school and learn to empathize with others. Again, I feel the hopes and dreams exercise is great for parenting and learning English. You have to observe your child carefully, put your thoughts down in structured sentences, and review your writing out loud. It's also a very engaging exercise because you're writing about something you truly care about. It's not, this is a pencil, this is a book. It's about your child. The best way to learn English writing is to choose a topic you feel strongly about. Your kids, your dinner menus, whatever. And if it's something you can't shut up about, then all the better.